Now, what is the correct way to pronounce your stage name?
That's a good question. Everybody always is messing it up and just fucking it up. But it is Young Nuts. It is not Young Nutsack. It's not Young Nuggets. It's not none of that. But, yeah, that's how you say it. It's Young Nuts. Just spelled different.
And speaking of spelling, do people misspell it as well?
Yeah, they misspell it a lot, actually. Like Y-O-U-N-G or like just N-U-T-S. And I get it, like, you know what I'm saying? It's the normal way you spell shit, but, you know.
And what do you notice people do more zooming out? Mispronounce this stage name of yours or misspell it?
I would say misspell it. Yeah, misspell it or just start laughing when they hear it the first time, which is actually a good reaction. I'd rather you laugh and be curious about me than be like, oh, he's just another little something, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. But.
And can you explain that spelling, why it is spelled the way it is, why it's missing the O, why there's a Z instead of the letter S, things of that nature?
I had a lot of thought on my name, actually. Like, I thought it would be catchy to have it be, because, I mean, everybody back in the day were doing, like, Young Khalifa, all this shit, but, like, Young was just, like, it was just, it's a vibe, you know what I'm saying? It just represents, like, forever being young, forever being nuts, like, but I just spelled it differently, like, you know, Jay-Z, forever young, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where it really started from, like, forever young, forever nuts, but I just spelled it differently. Like, I would spell, like, how a kid would, like, you know what I'm saying? Just more kid-friendly of an approach, and people kind of gravitate to that, like, to this day, so, yeah.
So just for clarification, would you say this stage name of yours is inspired from Jay-Z?
It's inspired from Jay-Z's song, I forgot who, Mr. Something was on there with the hook. And, yeah, just that whole song just kind of catapulted what the whole representation of, like, being an artist is for me. Because even at his age, like, he still could drop music and it would still be relevant. Like, Nas is still dropping music, it's still relevant, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're always going to be forever young as long as you have some heart in you, some life in you to, like, you know, live, enjoy life. You know, you're always going to be nuts because you're taking risks in life. You got to be crazy to be taking risks in life no matter what, like, yeah.
Now, speaking of the phrase young, are there too many stage names with that phrase in it currently?
Man, there's a lot of people right now with that. Like, but I think it's also like just in general, like me trying to stand out, like right now, like there's some goofies I like to say who got similar names, like they're not even doing shit. So I feel like there's a lot of youngs, there's a lot of littles, but at the end of the day, it just really comes down to what you're doing with the music, like what you're representing to.
Now, at that time when you made this name, your stage name, official, were there a lot of Youngs back in those days, or is it a lot more now currently, since the stage name was created, relatively speaking?
I would say it was popping at the start. Like, it was popping. That's why it was like, I felt like, okay, I would fit in a little bit, but I would also be able to stand out because initially you want to know what the fuck this person is about because it's a funny name. But then you hear the lyrics, he's like, all right, he's actually cool. He's doing his thing. And yeah, I thought it was good back then, but like now it's a lot more people, bro. It's a lot of artists now all over the world, like Latin music, Latin culture, like they got a bunch of young Miko, like for example, like my girl likes listening to her, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, there's a lot of youngs, there's a lot of littles. Shit, shout out to Lil Tyler. Like, but there's a lot of littles, there's a lot of youngs. So I feel like it's gotten bigger, to be honest. It's gotten way bigger, yeah.
And you describe Forever Young and explain that whole scenario there, but no matter your literal age in life, as old as you may get, will you ever drop the phrase young from your stage name at some point?
Yeah, actually, I thought about it. I thought about just going with my first name as my stage name. But, you know, in order for that transition to happen, I feel like I have to finish, like, this whole chronological, like, album. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a whole idea that I wanted to, like, execute before I even thought about, hey, I'm going to switch my name. And the only reason behind the switching names, like you said, like, at some point you got to, like, grow up, so to speak. But You know, Kendrick did the same thing. He finally went from K-Dot to Kendrick, and then everything just changed. You feel me? So I've played with it, but I feel like I'd rather do that as, like, a producer or some shit, you know, and just keep that going. But I don't know, man. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to decide.
Well, to give you more of a literal example, there is another recording artist by the name of Young Jeezy who dropped the phrase Young and just goes by Jeezy at this point.
I mean, going by Nuss would be cool, too, but I don't think, like, that would really fit me. So I feel like going with my actual first name would, like, represent more and just feel more confident and more, like, in my skin and in my element immediately, like, because being from Young Nuss to Nuss is, like, all right, so now you're just crazy? You feel me? But if I go to my first name, like, Katama, it's like, damn, all right, that's kind of hard, it's kind of solid, like. But the representation behind it is, like, who I am, like, my culture and all that. So it also would, like, stand a little bit more stronger.
Now, can you provide further meaning of this stage name of yours, aside from the Forever Young synopsis there? But the actual phrase of Nuss, can you dive a little bit deeper with that for the audience?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Young is, you know, we're always going to be young. You know, Nuss is, we're always going to be Nuss. We're always taking risks. And like I said earlier, like, as long as you got some air in your lungs, as long as you're breathing, you got life to live. You know, some people give up when, like, they have kids and, like, they just throw everything away and, like, their kids is their life. They ain't got nothing else outside of that. They don't want to do with friends. Like, but I feel like as long as you got life in your lungs, you got to enjoy life, because I always tell people the same thing. Like, I be telling my older brother and siblings, like, just because you got kids doesn't mean, like, they're not going to grow up, leave the nest, and you still got to figure everything else out. Like, so keep figuring everything else out, and don't ever stop figuring things out no matter what comes in your way. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Nuss represents to me. It's like, I might be crazy to keep chasing the dream. I might be crazy to, like, keep living my life on my accordance and on my standards, but what else should I do? You know what I'm saying? Follow everybody else's, and you're going to live with regrets, so.
When it comes to that stage name of yours, have you heard all the jokes about it?
I've heard all the jokes, for sure. I've heard all the jokes. I've heard all the references to everybody else. Like, I'm not even trying to hate on them, but, like, they ain't doing shit, honestly. Like, I get tired of people who already, like, dropped shit, like, years back. It's on some, like, goofy, I'm just making music shit, and then, like, they didn't even do anything with the name. Now I gotta, like, pretty much execute every single one of them out the way, like, just to get some kind of respect. But, you know, I don't think, like, I'm really worried about it. Like, the joke's gonna come. Like, everybody makes jokes about everybody, so soften up.
Because of those jokes and references and things of that nature that you just described, any regret with that final name stage name choice there?
Nah, I think I'm for the kids, bro. Like, I'm really just, I'm trying to make some groovy shit. I'm trying to make some shit that inspires people, but, like, you can vibe to it, but it's, like, that motivation music. Like, it's that chill, smoke-to motivation music that's just going to really get you aligned to, like, the mindset you need for that day every day. Like, just go and get it. Do your best and don't doubt yourself, because we all live with that. But, like, yeah, my shit is just really trying to, like, keep you grounded the same way I'm trying to keep myself grounded, you know? So I think it's really just for the kids.
And is that a reference into smoking cannabis or tobacco?
Smoking cannabis, yeah. We don't smoke tobacco around here.
You mentioned siblings. Care to share how many you have?
I'm actually from a family of five, so I'm the middle kid. And I'm also the middle in the boys, so always been the black sheep, I guess, yeah.
And that's five total, same mother and father as you?
Right, yeah, they're still married.
And how long have your parents been married for, approximately?
Man, 40 plus all my life, still going.
Do you know what their secret is of staying together that long?
Being brutally honest with each other, saying the things that sometimes neither of them want to hear, being patient, being hella patient. I got to be hella patient now in my relationships. And I think, you know, just, oh, man, I forgot this TikTok, but it was funny. It's like, pretty much some days you're just going to have to just let them win, like, let your partner win no matter which side you're on. And Yeah, that's just really, like, the truth. Like, you can't always just be picking fights over nonsense or, like, over silly things. In this generation, like, I'm part of my generation, but I don't think like that. Like, I don't think, like, every little silly thing means let me go jump and cheat with somebody or, like, let me go do this so the relationship can end and we're done. Like, I feel like sometimes it's just silly. Like, man, if you want something that's going to last long, you got to, like, put aside, like, always your selfish needs and what you want to sometimes compromise. And compromise isn't, like, you just give the person their way. It's like you both come to a middle ground and you both win. Like, it's not a compromise means somebody loses. Like, I don't look at it like that. But, yeah, that's what I learned from them.
And during this discussion, you did point to someone off camera.
Yeah.
You referenced as your girl.
Yeah.
Who's off camera to the side of you during this interview.
Yeah.
What's the status between you two as far as titles? Are you married as well?
Not yet. You know, that's the plan, you know. That's the plan. If everything keeps going right.
Care to share who she is, by any chance?
She's my girlfriend. She's my sweetheart. You know, she means a lot to me. So, yeah, seeing how this keeps going, everything that we keep growing from it. But applying the same thing in my relationship. So definitely, like, trying to be patient and just not just focus on me, like, you know what I'm saying? So.
How did you two first meet?
On campus, actually. So I'm in school right now, finishing up my bachelor's and master's at the same time. And I get my bachelor's this fall, and I get my master's next fall. So, yeah, we met on campus.
And care to share the name to that school you're attending?
Yeah, I go to Concordia University in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's where I'm from.
And how long has she held that title of girlfriend at this point?
Shit, it's gone on a while now. So, damn near. Damn near almost a year.
And speaking of culture, care to share your race, ethnicity, or nationality?
For sure. So I'm Liberian, Monrovian, and I guess if it really broke it down, like my parents are Pele and Lama, so it's like two different tribes in Africa and Liberia. But I didn't even know until like when I was like a teen that like Liberia was pretty much like former slaves from America who went back and pretty much colonized their like own people technically in that area and created Liberia. So it's pretty much like established off of African Americans from here. And that was a little switch up because especially when you're growing up in a different country but you're born somewhere else, like you always have to deal with the bullshit of like people not liking you, not fitting in, trying to not to stand out, but you do stand out because you're different, you sound different. And I didn't realize all that, you know, and that identity issue was also because of that. Like, and then later on in life, I kind of just gained more of my confidence as a teen because I'm like, so the whole time, like, you're hating on me, but we're pretty much the damn same. Like, the fuck? But, yeah, no, it's cool, yeah.
And what's the main language you speak at this point?
I speak mostly English, but, like, I still understand, like, when people speaking to me with the accent and stuff, but. I still got my accent too, so I just don't really use it unless I'm like around family or like friends and shit like that. So, yeah.
So just for clarification, do you speak any other languages aside from English?
I mean, a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. French a little bit. Spanish I suck at, but I be trying to hold my own. Japanese I took in high school. That was fun, but I never really stuck with it to like keep it fluent. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
The knowledge you have in French and Spanish, how did you learn that?
So French was in middle school. And I did that because I wanted to, like, take a language class. And my siblings were taking Spanish at the time. So I was, like, sneaking Spanish and, like, trying to help them with their homework. And, like, and they're older than me, so it was funny. I used to try to help them with their homework and try to learn at the same time. And after I would do my French homework. So that was how I was trying to, like, be a little bit more ahead of everybody. But, yeah.
And Spanish?
Spanish, pretty much self-taught. Like I said, I was, like, trying to sneak in some lessons, and then it was pretty much, like, walks of life friends, and I had a best friend in, like, freshman year of high school. Like, we started breakdancing together, and, like, Ricky was my nigga, like, but he spoke Spanish with his family all the time. So I was trying to learn it because, like, his parents' sake and trying to, like, impress his mom who used to cook for us after, like, our little, like, dance sessions and shit. And, yeah, so that was pretty much it. But now it's just, like, self-taught, you know, the Drop app. Get that. I'm telling you, the Drop app. That shit gonna get you right. I'm getting a little bit better because of it, so I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, for real.
So technically speaking, how many grades did you end up taking of French language and how many grades of the Japanese language?
French, I think, was like, I want to say two semesters, like, or like, yeah, two semesters, like, it wasn't even that long. It was just like middle school. And then Spanish, barely any. I haven't even taken a lesson, really. But Japanese, I did it all 4 years of high school, and I should have taken the trip. Because that would have changed everything, but I didn't. Yeah.
What was the decision-making into not going on that trip?
Like, every other decision on not taking trips as a kid, like, the parents feeling like, my child's gonna die. I ain't gonna send him to no camp, he's gonna die. Like, Christian camp, they're afraid of sending you there, you're gonna die. Like, everybody afraid of their kids dying. I don't know why. Like, it's like, supervised, they don't give you all this information, emergency contact. Nah, they ain't trusting that shit. So, like, even like school trips to go to like visit college and shit, I didn't get to do that shit because my parents were like, nah, I don't feel comfortable. What if something happens to you? I'm about to be grown as hell. Come on, man.
So you were down to go to Japan. Your parents were not.
Yeah, like, they didn't want me to do anything that, like, I could get hurt type shit. But I was always taking risks. Like, I'm sneaking out, staying out late. Shit.
Yeah. And what grade in middle school do you end up taking those two semesters of French language class?
I want to say, like, it was, like, sixth or seventh grade. I think it was sixth grade.
And care to share the middle school you attended back in those days and the high school as well?
Oh, man. Shit. All right, so it started off as Pillsbury Middle School. And then, yeah, I think that was it. And then from Pillsbury Middle School, I went to Sandberg Middle School. And Sandberg was where I took the French class, Sandberg Middle School in Golden Valley. Shout out to everybody who went there because that was fire before they changed that shit over to a learning center. But from there, I went to Armstrong High School in Plymouth, Minnesota. And that's where I took the Japanese. And that was where I made a lot of my friends. And I mean, we all fell out, but fuck it. It was a fun time.
Why the two middle schools there?
It was because I moved. So I started off at Pillsbury Middle School, but it's like an elementary middle school. So it's like once you cross into fifth grade, that was it. So I transitioned to Sandberg Middle School because we moved and I wasn't in that district anymore. And then I just stayed there for like 3 years, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. Yeah.
Now, was French language class or Japanese language class a requirement or an elective back in those days?
More like an elective. You didn't have to take a language class, but for me, like, I was already interested growing up in, like, drawing and art and dancing. Like I said, freshman year of high school, like, that's when I really started, like, breakdancing. So I'm, like, taking everything that comes my way, like, an opportunity to just layer up and being, like, better than everybody in every way. Like, mentally being able to speak different languages of the places I want to go visit and just even if I go into college and I can't find something I like, well, I at least know how to speak certain languages. I can get myself a groovy job and just be cool and shit. But yeah, that was my motivation, man. I'm just trying to be ahead of everybody.
And did you take those language classes serious back in those days? Whether it was French or Japanese, did you try to learn those languages? Did you try to give it an honest shot?
I ain't gonna lie, I tried. Like, shit. Even if I had to cheat a little bit, I ain't gonna lie, I tried. But back then, you couldn't really cheat, so you had to really just drill that shit into you. Like, I'm talking about reading the books, the shades drawn, you know what I'm saying? It's dark in that room, you got the light on, you playing, like, serenading music or something. Like, you gotta just get that shit drilled in you. Because it was, like, so many different ways of language structures that aren't foreign to you that you just, if you don't take the time and dedication, you couldn't even get it. So I didn't even have time to cheat back then. Like, college is different, though. You can cheat as much as you want in college. You're going to get that B+, bare minimum C+. Don't worry, but you can't do that in middle school. especially in high school, the teachers walking down every aisle, like, looking at you, like, oh, man. Nah, this one dude tried to actually, like, cheat one time, and his ass was crying when he got caught. His whole life was over. But, yeah, don't cheat. In college, cheat.
What ended up happening to that person that cheated in college?
Oh, no, this was in college. This was in high school.
Oh, in high school.
Yeah, going up and down the miles. He got caught with the paper out. And he had the answers on his sleeve, so it was too late. But it was a final, too. Like, why are you cheating on the final? Take your L. I took my L. I still passed the class. I mean, shit, just do what you got to do, but not in high school.
Do you know what ended up happening to him?
Yeah, he didn't pass. And he had to take the class again. But he wanted to take the class again, so it kind of still worked out for him because he didn't feel like he learned much, so.
Now, zooming out, when it comes to your education, you mentioned previously that you are currently enrolled in college and finishing up a bachelor's degree, soon to be planning on a master's as well. Care to share what you are majoring in on the bachelor side of things, what you plan to major in the master's?
Yeah. On the bachelor's, I'm doing digital marketing. On the master's, I'm doing data analysis and data analytics, so... Shit else to do.
You may have answered my next question, but the question was going to be asked is, why continue with furthering your education in the manner of college and things of that nature? There are some that stop after high school.
I mean, shit. I'm ambitious. I'm driven. I'm trying to get this money left, right, up, down, square, you know what I'm saying, triangle, circle. Like, I'm trying to get this money no matter what kind of sequence or what kind of, like, opportunity I got to take. But I feel like the same thing with, like, I was saying about life, my whole name, what I represent. Like, why limit yourself? It's, like, you still got air in your lungs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you get older, you got kids, they don't grown up and got out that crib. Like, what else are you going to do? Just, that's it? I'm going to just sit in this rocking chair until I die? Like, no, you still got to do something. So, like, I'm still chasing the music. That's what I want to do with my life. But I still got things I want to do while I'm waiting for that to pop. Like, I want to take trips. You know what I'm saying? I want to get a crib bigger than the one I got right now. Like, I want to get the car of my dreams once I graduate. You know what I'm saying? I'm not waiting for the money coming from the music. Like, I'm going to get my motherfucking due diligence. I'm going to get everything I deserve working hard for it. And when y'all finally catch up and start paying me for the music... It is what it is. I'm already good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not tripping. I'm still going to eat. You feel me? But no, I want the means, though. For sure.
Now, for those in the audience, getting to know you for the very first time, care to share where you were born?
So your boy was born in Monrovia, Liberia, to a parents of... Pele and Loma tribe, so they're one of each individual. And shit, pretty much when I was raised, I was there until I was about 5 or 6 years old. Then I came to the U.S., was at my, I think it was my aunt's and my uncle's place in New York. And they moved to Minnesota, so then, you know what I'm saying, the whole flock pretty much just moved together, so.
And is it that same year you also moved to Minnesota, or was it a different age when that actual move takes place?
It was damn near within the same year. Like, it was like we were there for like 6 months, maybe eight, and then we moved. My aunt had a sweet, it was one of my aunts that were there. She had a sweet little penthouse in Madison Square. So that was the first impression I got. It was like, get rich, enjoy this shit. Damn, abundance, like, life, like. She wasn't even, like, doing the best in life to where she could get that, but it was just, like, back then, like, she was sweet. Like, she had positioned herself to where she had gotten that kind of, like, place, and everything was good for her. But then we moved here, and, like, once we moved to Minnesota, it was, like, different. Everybody's different. Everybody's a lot more passive-aggressive and fake and not really, like, being blunt. So it was different, but especially when you still grow up on that mindset of just being yourself and everybody's trying to, like, sugarcoat shit, it just doesn't really fit me out till this day. Like, I'm still going to be blunt. But everybody else, like, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to be themselves. They don't want to speak up. But yeah.
Now, what was the reason for the move from Liberia to New York and New York to Minnesota?
Oh, man. A lot happened. My parents, my family, they were doing well in Liberia. They were doing well. They both had businesses. Life was good. And a civil war broke out, you know, like a lot of other smaller countries, and immigration happens. Like, it's either stay there, you and your family die, or, like, give up everything that you have and try to live and figure things out from wherever else you end up landing. And they took the latter, and I appreciate them for that, because, I mean, like, they told the stories about people leaving their kids on the side of the road, like, dead-ass little babies, letting them just perish, like, just leaving them crying on the side of the road. Your own child blood you don't fed for, like, the past, like, 4 months, but shit happens. It's either you choose to try to feed a child and yourself and you both starve and die, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some horrible things to even think about. So I applaud them for everything they went through just to give us an opportunity of a regular life. But, yeah, like, it wasn't for, oh, we're just going to move, you know what I'm saying, like, on some yippee-ki-yay shit. It was just, like, no, we have no other choice. Like, and they could have done the same shit, like I said. Like, could have, like, just giving up on their kids. I had older siblings, so they were grown, like, probably like teens at that time. So they could have given up on everybody. Like, imagine having to deal with all that, being a situation where, like, you could die any time just trying to go and get some food for your family. Like, and, man, like, yeah, I give them their props, for sure.
So just for clarification, the entire family moves from Liberia to New York?
Slowly but surely, yeah, like, in parts, like, the youngest first, and like the olders came, and then like my grandma and shit later on. So.
But when you get to New York, your parents don't come with you.
They did, yeah.
No, oh, they did.
Initially, they did, yeah. So it was just like my oldest siblings hadn't came yet. My grandma, and, you know what I'm saying, grandpa hadn't came yet. My grandpa actually had passed away. He gave me my name, but my grandma hadn't came yet. So it was just like us and our parents at the time. But my oldest siblings weren't here. It was just me and one of my sisters. Yeah.
And then what was the reason from New York to Minnesota?
Just more space, really. Like, everybody was moving here for more opportunity. Like, this was, like, where my uncle was and my dad's brother. And so he was just like, you know, you guys should move out here. We have a big house. Everybody can start here. There's a lot of good opportunities and jobs. And Minnesota's a good place to, like, really settle down and raise a family. I ain't gonna lie, but, yeah, it helped a lot.
And what part of Minnesota?
Minneapolis, Minnesota. So, like, pretty much in the center of the whole state. But we grew up in Golden Valley, like, in the suburbs. It's Thomas Avenue, I'm saying, the hoods and shit, but, yeah.
So you grew up in that part of Minneapolis throughout your time in Minneapolis?
Yeah, for sure. Pretty much, like, the suburbs, Golden Valley, Crystal, Plymouth, Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, if you know where that is, but.
So these were different parts of the suburbs you moved around, or
that's... Right, right. We moved around for sure, yeah. We try to, like, stay in the same locations majority, but, like, you know, opportunities, shit, like, better housing, things happen. We had to sell our house a few times, so, yeah.
And do you still reside in Minneapolis today?
For sure. Only gonna move when she wants to move, because that's the only reason I'm staying there right now.
And you've already mentioned Liberia and the tribes and things of that nature, but was it a specific part of Liberia that you grew up in, other than what you've said thus far, if you didn't, up until the point you go to New York?
From what I know, it was Monrovia, Liberia. And I think, like, I forgot, like, the area, but, yeah, like, my parents had, like, two businesses where we used to live, so it was, like, real pleasant.
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone.
Yeah.
But can you give the audience 5 tips for moving to Minneapolis?
Moving to Minneapolis. You're going to need winter gear, so don't even play about it. All right? Like, this is the first year I ever had ski pants. Yeah, terrible, terrible. You don't want to do that. It's the first year I had ski pants, but... You definitely want to have the winter gear, man. You definitely want to make sure you got yourself a job, got yourself a crib like most places. So that's 3. Four, I want to say, like, find yourself some hobbies, man, because most people think that working and, you know what I'm saying, that's enough, but you're going to feel like you're lost in life if you're not having any kind of direction in where you're going. So have yourself a hobby, because even in Minnesota where it's, like, passive-aggressive, like, you can still make friends, but you still got to know what your group of people are. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to just go around just trying to be a part of everything. Like, you get lost, so... No matter where you are, like, know where you're going, what you're doing, be well prepared for the weather, get yourself a job and a crib so you're not homeless and bumming on people's couches. Or if you do start there, don't stay there too long, you know what I'm saying? But I never been on that. I like to stand on my own feet, so I'm well prepared before I go anywhere. But fifth, I would say, have some money saved up, man. Most people just jump the gun. I get it, like, sometimes, like, you have no other choice, like, or, like, the opportunity comes and you just gotta dip regardless. But save some money, man. Save some money. All that material shit and that designer shit is not gonna do it. I know too many of you weak-ass motherfuckers back home. All y'all do is just dress up. Y'all cribs looking bummy as hell. Y'all can't even clean up after yourself or cook. Y'all gotta get y'all shit together. So especially if you're thinking about living on your own. Like, what the fuck you gonna do? Eat out every day? You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, y'all got to get your shit together before you do anything involving standing on your own 2 feet. So.
Any bonus tips?
Don't be no pushover, especially in a new setting. Like, it's so easy to just want to accommodate people because you want to avoid conflicts or you don't want to feel like you're stepping on toes or you want to keep friendships because you're in a new place and you don't know anybody. But don't worry about any of that. Just try to be yourself, you know? Like, people fuck with you, they fuck with you. But one thing you know, you stand on some principles.
And what's the coldest temperature you've experienced so far in Minneapolis?
Like negative, what, 20 degrees? Even more than that. Like it's it gets cold. I think we had it worse, like negative 40, 60 degrees sometimes. So, like I said, like, you better get them ski pants, man. Ski pants, real gloves and mittens. The ones that just go wrapping around your fingers and just the thumbs. Yeah, you don't want the little finger ones. You want the mittens, all right? Keeps you warm, for real. But, yeah, the place be switching up. Like, right now, it's bipolar as hell. The weather going up and down, up and down, up and down. Like, it's weird, man.